Hello. Good evening, everyone. I am Tywin. I am the lead coordinator for the Wikiloc folklore campaign. And today we are here to know how we can organize various Wikiloc campaigns in your local country, in your local Wikipedia. So this presentation is being is like an inspiration for you and all the people watching us live that to start your own Wikiloc campaign. So with this, we start. How was the Wikiloc campaign started? Why was it started? So the Wikiloc campaign, the main focus of this was to improve the content from various focus areas. So it was like an can say the bridge to bring new contributors together and have outreach and awareness activities in the community. Also, it led to build connections and partnership regarding the themes that were with this Wikiloc campaigns. And through this, there was a community development, and so it was all started. And it started with Wikiloc Art in 2009 in New York, and then it went on with Wikiloc Monuments, Wikiloc Earth, and various other Wikiloc projects. So what are the essential plannings that needs to be done while having your own Wikiloc campaign? So first and foremost, planning is necessary in order to have your own Wikiloc campaign. There must be a focus area. The focus area is what you want to focus, in which is this thing which you want to gain attention of the users, and what is the gap that you need to fill. There must be some, can say, in order to have your own Wikiloc campaign, please start some small pilot projects which can be beneficial and helpful for identifying if there is any, can say, more, can say, the more preparation needed for going international or having it local. Keep your campaign in the objectives of the Wikimedia projects and various scope of the projects, such as if you are planning to have your own Wikiloc campaign on Wikimedia Commons. So please be aware of Wikimedia Commons project scope and what all can be uploaded to Wikimedia Commons and what is not allowed on Commons. Also, if there is any project that has to be conducted on Wikipedia, so please be aware of the notability guidelines and various local can say laws that are in force. Also, have yourself familiar with various patterns and case studies that has been can say going on into this Wikisphere. Also, have your online engagement campaigns and photo events. So this is the short link that has been provided. You can go to these links for more information. How can we plan during this process? In order to have a good planning, there needs to be good team, and the team must be diverse and not have any, can say, if this project you are planning to be international, then make sure that you have various users from various part of the world so that they can know the local culture as well as what is happening on that wiki. The funding and the prizes, the various grant schedules, you need to be aware. the various, you need to have some specific timelines for your project so that there is a time frame wherein you can upload or write the articles or expand, or you can create various in other translations also. Reach out to various potential organizers, GLAMs, institutes in order to have some authenticity and in order to encourage the communication between the Wikimedia projects and various GLAM institutions. Outreach activities. So what can be outreach activities? You need to promote your project on various social media sites, on various channels, pages, Instagram, as well as make some provisions to run some small advertisements on the social media so that it will be beneficial. Promote the same in your community using the village pumps, as well as various notice boards, and also it can be a personalized message or some sort of information on the user talk page. But it's recommended that you use some the village pumps so that the user talk pages are not spam. You must have your own jury to evaluate and to bring out the various can say prizes for these Wikilovs campaigns. And during the campaign, what all is necessary? Keep promoting about your campaign through central notice, through mailing lists, village pumps, social media. Give some instructional, have some videos, have some categories wherein we can give to the users to upload their images, give some categories for make some templates for them. And also you can create some talk pages templates which users can add to the talk pages, and that can be identified regarding your project. So once the the contest has started, please make sure that you continuously, if it's a comments contest, please make sure that you continuously keep on checking those images and check for copyright violations, as well as various other out of scope images, as well as the images that are not in your project scope. So please keep filtering out. Maintain, have a regular review of the articles that are submitted during the project. And if it's on Wikipedia, please keep on seeing how the jury is working and how the quality of articles are being made. These are the possible outreach activities that one can take on. If it's a Wikimedia Commons based project, you can have photo walks, various events, you can have meetups, you can have community cafes wherein you can discuss about the project with your various community members, as well as the person who is interested. You can have editathons in which users can create articles on Wikipedia regarding that the contest that you have. Also, you can connect with organizers who are working who have the potential, who are working in the same domain, so that you can connect and work together in a possible collaborative way. What needs to be done after the campaign is over? Please make sure that you are categorizing those images properly as per your project. Conduct the jury process in which you filter out all the unnecessary images that are there, and you only make sure that quality standards are abide for having jury process. Announce the winners and distribute the prizes. Submit the necessary grant reports as well as reports and to the community. Write a case study, blog post, and also there can be a after event video wherein you can make and show about the impact of your project. Let's see some examples of some successful Wikilaus projects. Wikilaus Monuments, it started in 2010 in Netherlands. It was a European contest in 2011. It became international in 2012. And in 2011, it had Guinness World Record of the largest photo competition. Let's see some images of Wikilaus monuments. So these are some images that have won the Wikilaus monuments project. We go next to Wikilaus butterfly. Wikilaus butterfly is a Wikimedia Commons project which was made together with Bengali Wikipedia. It's an outreach program on exploration and literature service. Various high quality images of butterflies were uploaded, and these images were used for depicting in articles and scientific articles on Wikipedia. The content of butterflies was very less, and due to this project, there was a huge, can say, visual representation of butterflies on Wikipedia. It had 6 iterations from 2016 till 2023. These are some of the images of Wikilaus butterfly. Aren't they so beautiful? We start on to Wikilaus Folklore. Wikilaus Folklore, I have been a part of Wikilaus Folklore from its start, and that's the reason there has been an inspiration for me to help other Wiki projects grow and give information about how to organize a Wikilaus campaigns. So I started in Wikilaus Folklore since 2019, when it was founded in the co-founder Rupika, and we together had this Wikilaus Folklore in 2019 as Wikilaus Love, which was renamed to Wikilaus Folklore in 2020. The theme of this project was to document your local culture on Wikipedia. As we had observed that the local culture had various articles, but there was no visual representation of images regarding this culture. If we talk about my own culture, I belong to the East Indian community. There were no major images regarding the community. Due to such events and programs like Wikilaus Folklore, we have been able to get on visual representations of various festivals, of various traditions on the Wikimedia Commons, which were freely used and depicted in articles, which had given users a proper view of what this article is about. Throughout these 5 years, we have been able to get content from 168 countries and over 6,414 photographers and volunteers have been a part of Wikilaus Folklore, and they have been able to upload 79,844 images, media, audio and videos in the last 5 years. Let's have some view on winning images of Wikilaus Folklore. These are the images of Wikilaus Folklore. These are various examples, other examples of Wikilaus contest that has been going on. It includes Wikilaus Africa, Wikilaus Art, Wikilaus Heritage, Villages, Food, Earth, Pride, Birds, etc. With this, we encourage all the users to have some new form of Wikilaus campaigns, and this presentation, or can say these guidelines, can help you to bring out your own Wikiloves campaign in your local Wikipedia, it can have in your own local country. Moving on to a new project, it's called Wikiloves Cosplay. It's the first time wherein Wikiloves Cosplay is being organized. It's organized by Wiki Vibrants and with the aim of celebrating young people. As you might be aware, as we go move out of this room, there is a cosplay session that is going on. So Wikiloves Cosplay is an best opportunity wherein we can click images of cosplay artists and upload them on Wikimedia Commons. So it's a project. It's not just for the young people, but anyone who can upload, click and upload images to Wikimedia Commons regarding this cosplay. And we have Francesc, who has sent us a video of Wikiloves Cosplay, which I'm about to play.
Hello everyone, here's Francesc Fort, and I want to gladly introduce you to our newest campaign, which is called Wikiloves Cosplay. And well, I believe that the title, the name of the campaign is self-explaining. It's a Wikiloves contest, clearly inspired. You can even see the screen that we are sharing right now, how even the buttons of upload now that we can see here at the right side of the screen are heavily inspired by the Wikiloves folklore campaign. Wikiloves Cosplay basically aims to catch a very particular field of a subculture, we can say, an urban culture called cosplay. And of course, we should explain a little bit how this works. The campaign was born as part of the project called Wikivibrance, to which I've been part for a couple of years now. And Wikivibrance wants to celebrate youth in the Wikimedia movement. We are basically working to end up with barriers that impede the collaboration or the participation of young people in the Wikimedia movement. Given that our aim is precisely to work with young people, we thought that it could be a good idea to develop project interesting to young people. Why cosplay? Well, we thought that it could be funny. I mean, cosplay is an urban culture that consists of people dressing up like fictional characters. It has many advantages for us. The first and more important for us is that, we are talking about something that it's interesting for young people. And also it's interesting for Wikipedia because, they are covering... They are covering fictitious characters, and that means that those characters that usually have copyright, now we can illustrate them without, without violating any intellectual property laws. So it's interesting for Wikipedia because it allows us to illustrate. Here is a character from a video game that we don't have the copyright, or here we have some characters of some kind of Japanese TV series. And without cosplay, we couldn't be able to illustrate such articles in such a way. So that's interesting for us. And it's also appealing for young audiences. And we have, we have very great cosplayers in our community, because the idea was born in the Wiki conference in Belgrade. I had the chance of meeting Dodi, who probably you will meet here today if you are outside in Singapore. And Dodi, who became a great friend of mine after sharing 3 days in the Wiki conference, talked to me about his experience as a cosplayer, also in the movement, and sharing his own pictures in the movement. And we thought that it was a good idea to start doing things. And basically, Wikimania was a great opportunity because if you're aware of his sound session in Wikimania, some folks are visiting cosplay comics event that is happening real close to the site, and I mean it's a great opportunity to celebrate precisely this, to celebrate the cosplay culture in the movement. We have a campaign, as said before, it's a campaign we can upload. There are some rules, especially when it comes to personality rights, photograph identified people, and of course the code of conduct, because there is a phrase in the movement that says, in the cosplay movement, that say that cosplay is not consent, so we must be really, really aware of that. And also we have three awards: best overall photography, best cosplay costume, and best photograph of series or character not represented yet in Wikimedia Commons. Each of the awards, we intend to give a $300 prize for each of the winners, and we have asked for a rapid grant for that. And participation is really easy. We have here the button of upload node, so it works exactly as the folklore campaigns. We have here our own upload wizard with a personalized message, upload your cosplay pictures, and when you click on select files, you can upload your pictures, and it works exactly the same as it would work on any other photography campaign. So this is a real quick campaign that it will last for approximately 1 month, so you have up to mid-September to participate and share your pictures. So go ahead and please be part of this Wiki Loves Cosplay campaign. Hello.
So if you have any questions, feedback and suggestions, the forum is free. Open. Have I bored you all? No questions? Any questions online?
Can I take pictures from outside and upload them to Commons for Blast Cosplay?
Yeah, you can.
Then I'll be the first participant.
Please make sure that you take consent. Okay, so with this, we end the talk. Thank you very much for joining in. Have a good day.